Watching Paint Dry by Sosistris. Read by Nonplussed. Fandom, Word of Honor RPF. Pairing, 龚俊张哲瀚。
龚俊's breaks are rare as it is. Always diligent, he threw himself even deeper into work when it looked like there'd be a single-income household for a while. So Zhehan felt obliged to protest when, on the first night of vacation, Gong Jun dragged out a packet of scented bath salts and an old, battered plastic tub. But the protest was pro forma. Pampering Zhehan is not a chore for Gong Jun, but a treat. And once Zhehan lets the initial guilt wash away, he can lean back into the couch with a contented little sigh. His outstretched hand is carefully cradled in Gong Jun's much larger one, soft, from where Gong Jun has rubbed lotion into the chapped skin. Bent over to apply tiny brushstrokes of polish, Gong Jun sticks his tongue out of the corner of his mouth in concentration, and Zhehan cannot help but stare at the wet pink of his husband's mouth. He's almost on the verge of reaching out to thumb with his free hand at the plump, bitten underlip.
Uh-uh,
Gong Jun says again, without even looking up. He lets go just briefly enough to swat at a chuckling Zhehan.
The top coat's not dry yet. You are not ruining my hard work.
Like I would, Zhehan bestows an exaggerated pout, then adds coyly,
I'd make it up to you.
But Gong Jun waves away that flirtation readily too, from his perch on the footstool.
My wife works so hard all day,
he had murmured earlier, gently straightening one crooked toe where Zhehan had tensed up.
You deserve a reward. This is the least I can do.
And, oh, Zhehan, couldn't tell what felt better in that remark. The reminder that he'll always be Wo Lao Po to Jun Jun, or the recognition that he is still contributing to their home, however he can. Now, Gong Jun repeats,
No need to make up anything.
And Zhehan is flooded with warmth again. What a natural caregiver Gong Jun is, he thinks. The second thought, close behind. What a wonderful father he'll be.
If we start a family, Zhehan says.
His voice catches on the words. It's another dream that he's chased for years.
When?
Gong Jun replies, running his own thumbnail against the edge of Zhehan's to nab a runaway line of stray polish. His eyes flick upwards and turn tender at the doubt on Zhehan's face. He believes in plans. Even when those go awry, he'll have more in contingency. He has the next 10 years mapped out. He has the house, the car, the partner, and they want children. Among the traits they have in common that drew them together is an ability to trust in their goals. Though Zhehan's faith has been shaken lately. Gong Jun says softly,
When the little one gets here.
He peers at the last swipe of his brush, examines where pink paint hides the worn ridges of Zhehan's now brittle nails, then sets down the bottle of polish. He's picked up a trick or two from Xiao Yu on the quickest ways to shake Zhehan out of a funk, humor and anger. Because Zhehan is a tempestuous cat at times. He opts for the former now, teasing, aiming half the joke at himself.
I'm not ready for two princesses, though. I only have two hands, you know.
Johan's retort comes automatically.
What makes you so sure she'll want her clumsy dada to paint her nails? Because I'll spoil you both rotten,
Gong Jun says. He picks up the other bottle, containing clear varnish, and gives it a few flicks to shake the bubbles from the liquid.
She wouldn't pass up on a chance to order me around. She'll take after you.
Unshyly, he continues.
That means she'll be a great beauty, too, just like her mommy.
Jehan's heart jumps. It should be a trite line, but it sits sincere in Gong Jun's mouth. It's his turn now to smile and laugh, embarrassed, as though a gesture so simple could cushion him from the force of that devotion.
"Ai, feihua,"
he says, and shivers as his husband takes a moment to stroke his knuckle. But he can't help revisiting the fantasy afterwards, as they settle in to watch television later, Gong Jun having co-opted the tub and replaced the delicate floral fragrance of the foot spa with more aggressively pungent medicinal herbs. A daughter, he thinks, to start off with. With his own round cheeks, and the sharp, elegant line of Gong Jun's features, and a long, lean build. She'll grow into that height, beautiful and confident, even arrogant, like her mommy, yeah. And he'll make Gong Jun drive him to all her high school basketball games. But before that, she'll be a baby, whom, yes, they'll indulge, with wraparound nail stickers on the ends of her stubby digits and moon and star barrettes in her thick bobbed hair. And he'll make Gong Jun wear the hair clips too, he thinks, a sly smile tugging at the corner of his mouth as he holds his hands out to let his nails dry. For as long as he can remember, Jehan has wanted so badly to be a mother. Ju Jingyi barely scratched the surface when they cooked up that running joke between them. It's not possible, of course, for him to hold a child in the swell of his body, as much as every fibre of his being yearns for it. But there are so many ways to be a mother, and ever since he met Gong Jun, all his most fantastic dreams have looked closer and closer in reach. Look, he gets to have pink fingernails now. He gets to have pink nails, and he can show off his toenails in the cute strappy gladiator sandals in the back of his closet, although probably not in the middle of winter. Previously, he could maybe keep his toenails red and sparkly, just the way he liked them, under the cover of socks and shoes, but fingers were a touch too public. To be frank, he keeps forgetting about keeping his fingernails dry because he's used to easier upkeep. A buff shine, or, when he was daring, clear polish. He forgets he lives a different life now. Gong Jun had bought the polish for him, had picked out the colour, blush pink, which seems so forbidden even though it's just a shade deeper from his natural colour, just a shade lighter than the move of his mouth. His husband, who understands him so well, had pulled it out just now and said, rich and warm,
"Stop thinking. I'll paint."
Not counting his mother entertaining him as a child and his sleepovers with Susu, Jehan has done his own pedicures all his life. Garish red, speckled with gold glitter, didn't fit in with his image. It was entirely for himself. But Gong Jun, who enjoys thinking of him as precious and delicate, wouldn't let him hunch over to get to his feet. And that's fine by Jehan. That's exactly how he should be treated, he sometimes thinks, preening. His hand moves instinctively to his abdomen before stilling when Gong Jun tuts about not smearing the polish. Yet, all this is feasible only because they are living in the aftermath of profound loss. If things... he doesn't want to think go well, but if things go a certain way, he'll get his old life back, and he'll lose this one. That's how it goes. That's how it always goes. He's been through this before. The hurt no less shocking for its unfamiliarity. His body knows, intimately well, the pain of being taken apart and put back together in disjointed new ways. So, when the time comes, maybe that'll be next week, or maybe Christmas Eve, it's not up to them, Gongjun will pull out the acetone and a roll of cotton squares, without being told, and silently wipe Jehan's nails clean, to leave them short and bare again. It may not feel like it, but that erasure, too, they know, is love.
老公,
he says, the plea slipping out unintended. Gongjun instantly turns to face him. Jehan worries at his lip, the words catching in his throat. Then he says aloud,
I'm not the man you married.
Because it's true.
You aren't,
Gongjun replies, because he's honest to a fault.
I do miss him sometimes, and I'm sure you do too. But all I wanted was to grow old with you, and that includes growing along with you.
His eyes gleam with the earnestness that can persuade Jehan into anything, up to and including this marriage. Jehan is suddenly piqued. For at least half an hour, he's not allowed to mess the surface of his nails up, so he can boss Gongjun around, which he had thought was a plus, except that he can't bear to sit beside his partner and not touch. But so what if his nails smudge a little? A perfect finish was never the point. Jehan sets one hand on Gongjun's chest to push him back against the sofa. He shifts to tuck his head under his husband's chin, until all he can hear is the reassuring sound of their mingled breathing.